Welcome to Dante's Erotica. The Massage Girl was a catoy. Three short stories about massage, ladyboys and catoys in Thailand. 8,000 words by Dante. Warning: over 18 adults only. Dante writes erotic stories about husband and wife sharing, BDSM, cuckold, swinger and fetish clubs, dogging and many other fetishes. If these subjects offend you in any way, please do not listen. You have been warned. Now for the description and some story excerpts. Here's the first story in the book as a sample. By the way, these are all true stories, and the first one was a really weird experience that happened while I was in Phuket, a beautiful island in the south of Thailand. I'd been to Thailand several times before and thought I was fairly streetwise, but on this particular day, I was walking along a parade of shops and restaurants. It was still fairly quiet, as it was only 10 a.m., and most of the shops were still closed or just opening. Then I saw this really tall, stunning and incredibly beautiful girl, with long black hair and a low-cut top, showing off her ample breasts. She was sitting on a stool outside a doorway that led into a massage shop. As I walked past, she asked the typical question, like they all do, and it drives you nuts hearing it 100 times a day. "You want a massage?" Now normally, I just smile, or ignore them and keep walking, as I wasn't looking for a massage that day. And there are literally hundreds of massage shops all over the place, and some roads have up to 10 massage shops within a few hundred yards of each other. They are literally everywhere. But this girl was absolutely stunning. She grabbed my hand as I walked past, and for some weird reason, I still cannot explain to this day, I let her lead me inside the massage shop. I think I did ask her how much? But they're all about 350 baht per hour, which is about 8 UK pounds or 10 US dollars. And if you go for the happy ending, they expect a tip of 500 to 1000 baht. But that's negotiable. Personally, I never go for the happy ending, as it's usually just a quick hand job, and very clinical with oil and tissues to clean up, and it's literally all over in less than 5 minutes. In my opinion, it's far better to take a girl from a freelance bar for the same money, and get to spend several hours with her, or for 1000 baht, you can normally keep her all night long. Anyway, I let this stunning creature lead me inside to a curtained off area, where I got undressed and wrapped the towel around me. When I lay down, she placed the towel over my cock and torso area, and then started massaging my feet. All was very normal, but within about 5 minutes, she was kneeling by my side and holding my hand while massaging my arm. This is where it was not normal, as she was more like caressing and stroking my arm, not massaging it. Also, they normally spend about 10 minutes on each leg, same on your arms, and then the last 20 minutes on your back, neck and shoulders. Then about 5 minutes before the hour is up, if they haven't already brushed against your cock with their hands and given you erection yet, the usual question is, "You want happy ending?" Or something along those lines, with the intention of jacking you off and for them to get a big tip. So I was lying there with my eyes closed and letting her caress my arm. It was really nice and quite pleasurable, and I remember thinking, what a strange massage. Then, she slid her hand under the towel onto my chest and belly. Again, it was a soft caress, not like any massage I'd ever had before, and I've had hundreds. Wait till I tell you about the hubble bubble massage me and a maid had on our very first trip to Thailand, an absolutely amazing experience to say the least. So she was slowly caressing my chest and belly with one hand, but holding my hand in hers. The next thing she did was start softly kissing my face and mouth. What the fuck? I couldn't believe it. But because she was so fucking beautiful, I just let her continue. Her hand was now sliding over my growing erection, still kissing me and whispering something in my ear. I couldn't understand a word she was saying. So just kissed her back, while her hand was busy squeezing and rubbing my cock and balls. I moved my other hand up to her head, and was stroking her long brown hair while she kissed me, and then I went to feel her stunning 36C breasts. As soon as I touched them, she sighed deeply, and clamped her mouth over mine, and squeezed my cock even harder. Fuck me. I was so turned on and wanted her to get my cock out and give it a good wank, and was willing to do whatever she wanted. But this went on for at least another 5 minutes. I had one of her big tits out and was sucking the hard nipple, but I started thinking again. Why was she holding my hand so tight? It was my hand nearest her crotch area. So that's when I started thinking. Could this be a ladyboy? Well, I needed to find out, so I moved my hand from her tits, down her belly and onto her crotch. She was wearing these small, tight denim hot pants and had really smooth, long sexy legs. But as soon as I got to her pussy area, she grabbed my hand and stopped me going any further. I want to feel you, I told her. You know what I am? She answered. I quickly realized I was right and replied. Of course, let me feel your cock. She smiled and released her hand to let me feel over her hot pants. Problem was they were so fucking tight, it was just like feeling a woman. They tucked their cocks in so well between their legs, and some of them are so beautiful, you can't really tell while they are walking around. She then whispered to me. Cannot do here. Can go upstairs but 500 baht, okay? I was so turned on with this stunning creature caressing me, I just said. Okay, let's go. For all you guys that have never met a stunning Thai ladyboy, let me assure you, they are nothing like men. And I'm seriously not into men or gay guys at all. These creatures are beautiful young women, with long hair, soft skin, beautiful shapely breasts, in fact many of them could easily pass as catwalk models, but down below. Yes, there is a cock. Imagine picking up a beautiful girl like Scarlett Johansson or Pixie Lott and then getting them into bed and finding out they have a cock. It's fucking amazing, and let me tell you, the Thai lady boys are worlds apart from all the mentally ill, transgender, cross-dressing old men in dresses we see walking the streets in the UK or on the TV these days. Anyway, she, yes I am calling it a she, as it was much more a girl than a guy. She led me by the hand out of the downstairs massage area, which had several other people, all having massages behind their curtains. I'd wrapped the towel around me, with my erection still sticking out, grabbed my jeans and t-shirt, we went through a doorway and up three flights of stairs to another room which had a bed and chair. She told me to lay down on the bed and said, "You play your cock. Watch me. I get ready." So, I was lying down and stroking my cock as she peeled off her blouse and released these huge, beautiful shapely tits with amazing big nipples. How any ladyboy can get tits and nipples like that was unbelievable. I'm sure most women would give anything for a body like this creature. Next, were her skin-tight little hot pants. She undid the button and pulled down the zip, then eased them down her long legs to the floor. As she stepped out of them, I saw the bulge between her legs and she came over to stand next to me by the bed. I reached over, and she parted her legs slightly, and let me squeeze the bulge over her knickers. Then she pulled them down and, this huge fucking cock springs out that was tucked between her legs. It was getting harder by the second, so I just grabbed it and felt it getting bigger and bigger in my hand as I stroked it up and down. She was now wanking my cock and I was playing with her cock and balls in turn. She was a couple of inches bigger than me and kept saying, "You sexy man. I like you too much, you make me horny too much." Sorry, I know it sounds corny, but that's the way they talk, and exactly what she said. She then goes down on my cock and starts sucking it like a real expert. Her hand was cupping my balls and a finger was going into my anus. "Fucking hell, stop," I told her forcefully. "I'm gonna come. I want to play more first." I don't think she understood a word I said, and just carried on fingering my ass and squeezing my balls while deep-throating me. Her cock must have grown to at least 8 inches now, and I just loved the feeling of it in my hand and wanted to change position before I shot my load. So I pulled her head off my cock, and she looked at me all confused. Then she said, "You want fuck?" I didn't answer but she pulled me off the bed and sat me on this chair. What the fuck is she doing now, I thought. She grabbed a condom and started rolling it onto my cock, then she got this tube of lube that was on the side table, and spread it over my cock and then between her legs. Then she straddled me, so she was facing me with her tits in my face. I grabbed her hips while licking and sucking on her nipples, as she got hold of my cock and eased herself down onto it, nice and slow, and I remember staring at her huge cock, sticking up between us. Thinking, am I really doing this? I held and squeezed it as she lowered herself down on my cock, which went deeper into her tight little anus. Then she started bouncing up and down and saying, "Suck my tits, baby, suck my tits." I did try to suck them, but was also wanking her cock between us. My other hand was holding her smooth bum cheeks and I managed to reach under to get hold of her balls. She was fucking me on the chair and I was wanking her cock in between us when suddenly she shouts, "I coming, I coming," and starts squirting huge jets of spunk between us. It went all over her tits, on my chest and running down my fingers. She shot fucking bucket loads. Of course, this made me shoot my load as well, deep into her ass, and I just pulled her hips down onto my cock and pumped it all inside her. She started kissing my mouth again, repeating, "I like you too much. You come back see me again, okay?" She eased off my cock and pulled the condom off, then threw it in the bin, then took me to the shower and soaped me all over as I did her. We kissed and played a bit more in the shower, Before I got dressed and paid her the 500 baht tip and 350 baht massage fee, total was about £16 or $20. What an unbelievable morning in Phuket, Thailand. That's the end of the free sample story. To read or listen to all three stories, and see the complete list of books, visit Dante's website and blog on www.danteserotica.uk. And don't forget, you can read any of Dante's books with a 30-day free trial on Amazon Kindle, or listen with a free trial on Audible. Just click the links in the description.